Hot 104.7.
The box office had its worst weekend in a decade. Both the new releases bombed. Bradley Cooper's The Words came in third place with $5 million, and The Cold Light of Day didn't even crack the top 10. Drew Carey says Bob Barker shouldn't feel slighted about not being invited to The Price is Right's 40th anniversary special because it wasn't anything personal. He said it just didn't occur to anybody to ask him to come back. That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Bunch of X Factor promos hit the internet over the weekend, including one where Demi Lovato spits mints into Simon Cowell's hand. A little weird. I don't know what the deal is there. A pay cut that Jay Leno accepted last month was bigger than initially reported. Apparently, his salary was cut in half from $30 million to $15 million a year. And Puddle of Mud singer Wes Scantlin claims that he was completely sober when he was arrested after causing a plane to be diverted last week. He says he just wanted one beer, and the flight attendant refused and got an attitude. He also is accusing the cops of roughing him up while taking him in. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We are going to top out at 689 today. It is 63 right now. I'm getting the list posted up on the website. It's kind of a tedious process, to say the least. Of the list of the top five movies you can watch over and over again, I got a few emails saying, I missed it. I missed the top five. It'll be up on the website here pretty quick. And I'm going to make you wait until then to go see it on the website.
Okay.
I'll say when it's up. It'll be up before we get off the air for sure. Because I'm almost done now that I figured out what I'm doing.
Okay, good. Web guy.
Yeah. I'm not the web guy anymore. This isn't my system.
I know it's not.
If it was my system, I'd be done with it an hour ago.
I know. You're getting there, though.
Yeah, getting there. So, they're putting candy corn filling in Oreos.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Not sure how I feel about that.
I'm iffy on candy corn. Like, I could eat maybe a two or three, but they're not, to me, like, ooh, yay, candy corn.
I like candy corn. I still find it a little annoying that we're already talking Halloween. We're not barely into September.
I know.
I can't believe we haven't started to see Christmas commercials yet. I mean, it is 4 months until Christmas.
I know. I know.
Or 3 months until Christmas, I guess. 3.49.
I'm sure they'll be out soon. Don't worry.
I have not seen Christmas trees in the stores yet.
I said they will be out soon.
These new Oreos, it's a candy corn flavored filling. The filling is orange and yellow. They use the vanilla sandwich cookies as opposed to the traditional chocolate ones. And they're on sale exclusively at Target. So
I'm just not that excited about them.
Really?
Mm-mm. I love Oreos. But I'm just not...
Regular or double stuff?
Oh, either one's fine.
Yeah, I don't... doesn't matter to me. The double stuff aren't necessary.
As long as I get to dunk them in milk. Mm.
See, I don't like dunking them in milk.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I am a dunker.
You're ruining the Oreo.
No. No, it's so... Now you're making me want to go buy Oreos.
It's like screwing with something that's already perfect.
No.
There's no need.
It makes them better.
Now, if you're dunking Hydrox, I totally understand. Because those are not Oreos.
Blech.
The cheap knockoff of the Oreo.
Yeah. It's not the same.
I don't dunk in milk. No. First off, you ruin the milk.
No. Well, it's okay. You just get a small glass. Very small glass. You don't want a large glass of milk because you'll ruin the whole thing with it. You have chunks of chocolate and stuff in there. It's kind of gross.
You don't, no.
You want a small glass, and then you hold it in there till your fingers pretty much touch the milk until it gets all nice and wet.
No.
Soaked in with the milk.
No, you're
And then you
wrong.
Hurry up and put it in your mouth.
You're ruining the
deliciousness.
Oreo. It's like people who put nuts in brownies. You're screwing with perfection.
I'll agree with you there. I do not care for nuts and brownies.
My grandmother makes the greatest brownies on the planet, and she always wants to put nuts in them. She's given up. She doesn't put them in there anymore because nobody will eat them when they're perfect.
I don't know why anybody wants to put nuts in brownies.
I don't know either. I think it's an older generation thing. I think it used to be you had to have nuts in there, but
why?
We've since neutered our brownies and we like them without nuts. So please stop putting nuts in brownies. There's just no reason for it.
I agree with you there, but I will fight you to the death on the Oreo thing.
They're just better without. There's no reason to dunk the Oreos.
Wrong. It's amazing.
Same with cookies. Any cookie. There's no reason to dunk anything in milk.
I've never dunked any other cookie but Oreos.
Because some people will dunk chocolate chip.
Sometimes. I've seen them do that.
I've seen people dunk in coffee,
that's
too.
That's not for me. Yeah. That's more of an older generation
thing.
Yeah,
definitely.
The dunking in the coffee.
Because here's what you do to yourself if you dunk in milk. You have undrinkable milk when you're done.
No, it's not. You can still drink it. Small cup.
You have undrinkable milk when you're done dunking. And then you eat the Oreo. What do you have to have after you eat an Oreo? Milk?
Yeah, I drink the milk.
But it's undrinkable.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'm not drinking milk with chunks in it. That's gross. It's like the milk at the bottom of the cereal bowl. Oh, I know. It's gotten all the sugar in it.
You don't like drinking the milk?
No.
Oh, I love it.
I hate it.
What?
Hate it.
What?
Without the cereal in it? No. No.
So you leave the bowl with a bunch of milk at the bottom?
No, I just don't over pour. I pour just enough milk.
You must not use enough milk.
So that when I'm done, there's very little left in the bottom.
Can't talk to you anymore.
I did it with my Fruit Loops this morning. It was perfect. I had maybe an eighth of an inch of milk in the bottom, just threw it in the sink.
Such a waste.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. The rest of the milk I had. And then I had a glass of milk that tasted the way it was supposed to. You know I'm big on milk. Milk has to be perfect.
It does.
Anyway, that went on too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're maybe joining a communist party or something by over dunking and having to drink milk. That's just wrong.
No, you're the one that's wrong here, mister.
Heroes of the day are next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com.
Every time you're the hero.
Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Lynn Taylor of Warwick, Rhode Island, lives next door to her ex-husband and his new girlfriend. We have no idea what inspired any of them to wind up in that situation, but it can only turn out poorly, really. And it did. Lynn has a pet cockatoo, and she trained it to shout a nonstop stream of swear words at her ex and his new girlfriend all day long. Yes, all day long. The bird is so loud and so vulgar that several neighbors have moved out. Lynn is due in court this week to face charges of a city animal noise ordinance that only carries a $15 fine. But it seems like the judge wants to get involved because the problem in this situation is clearly larger than the swearing bird.
Last Tuesday night, a 47-year-old man in Tacoma, Washington was driving drunk. But that wasn't enough for police to notice him and catch him.
Okay.
He was also driving in a suspected stolen car. That was not enough for the police to notice him and catch him either.
Oh.
Then he accidentally butt-dialed 911. Police tracked him down, started following him, and tried to pull him over, but he got out of the car and ran. They lost him, so even accidentally calling the cops wasn't enough for them to catch him. Finally, about 6 hours later, the cops finally caught the break they needed. The guy accidentally butt-dialed 911 again. And that second butt-dial finally led the cops to him where they could arrest him. The man was charged with suspicion of driving under the influence. Charges haven't been filed for the stolen vehicle.
It's good work.
That is really good work. Time for us to scoop Benzin next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.